You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Roger Hearing with NewsHour. 2 days after the top rebel commander in Libya was shot dead, rebel leaders now say the killers were from their own ranks. Ali Tahuni, the oil minister, said Abdel Fattah Younis had been murdered by rogue fighters with Islamist links. Colonel Gaddafi's government in Tripoli agrees. Their spokesman, Musa Ibrahim, on Friday evening attributed the death to militants it said were associated with Al-Qaeda. He said the Libyan government had no fear of possible revenge attacks now from the general's tribe.
The people of Benghazi, the tribe of General Abdel Fattah and his family, and everyone there knows who killed Abdel Fattah. They all know it's Fawzi Bouketif and Ismail Salabi. They know that, all of them. So we are so relaxed, we don't have the feeling to defend ourselves.
Today, though, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, who's head of the National Transitional Council in Benghazi, said at the press conference that no Al-Qaeda-linked militants were currently at work in Libya, and he had some fresh news.
One individual has been arrested so far, and he is the commander of the brigade that was under the command of the martyr Abdel Fattah Younis.
Well, my colleague Mohamed Mahdi works at BBC Monitoring, and he's been following developments in all the Libyan media. I asked him whether what he'd seen had made events any clearer.
It's very difficult to get a clear picture. There were rumours flying around even before the official announcement on Thursday by the head of the NTC, Mustafa Abdel Jalil. But since then, even NTC members have been giving mixed accounts of what has actually happened. And so there are a lot of unanswered questions. Some press reports from Reuters came out yesterday, which seemed to suggest that it was Islamists within the ranks of the rebels that were responsible. But Mustafa Abdel Jalil seemed to discount that possibility by saying that there was no Al-Qaeda in Libya. And so it's still, at this stage, very difficult to say what has actually happened.
Now, clearly, the people perhaps most to gain from this are the forces of Colonel Gaddafi and his supporters in Tripoli. Do you get the impression that they are feeling they've got the upper hand now?
Absolutely. I think they're trying to play on divisions within the rebel ranks. Libyan State TV just a little while ago was reporting that the tribe of Obeidat, which is the tribe of General Younis, had attacked rebels, or what they called insurgents, in the east of Libya. So they're very much trying to capitalize on the situation.
How strong do you think Colonel Gaddafi's position now is in Tripoli then?
His position in Tripoli is strong and has remained so for several months. But we are seeing signs in the social media on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube that there are groups within Tripoli actively trying to get the people of Tripoli out on the streets again and protesting as they did in February.
Are you seeing signs that people are doing that, that they actually are taking this on board?
There are a few separate Facebook groups. One of them is called the Free Generation Movement, which has posted videos of stunts that it's pulled in broad daylight, for example, unfurling the Libyan rebel flag above a busy underpass in Tripoli, releasing the Libyan rebel flag and balloons in the center of Tripoli and defacing posters of the Colonel Gaddafi. Another group called the Tripoli Council posted videos of a shot-out security car and said that it was responsible for the attack. Reporters in Tripoli say that they hear unexplained gunfire every night. And so if you look closely, there are clues that perhaps not all in Tripoli is as it seems.
And this would suggest that Colonel Gaddafi's side can't control this kind of thing, or at least can't suppress it.
Well, that we would suggest that. And the fact that they are not allowing foreign journalists in Tripoli to go out and speak to members of the population freely and without government minders suggests that there are some things and some individuals that they would rather the world didn't see.
So are you reading into this that the situation in Tripoli may be moving against Colonel Gaddafi, despite signs generally, I suppose, that the rebels aren't making much progress?
Well, it's very difficult to say whether they're moving against him, but certainly it would give some encouragement to the rebels, who are hoping that by the closer they get to Tripoli, the more the chances are that the people of Tripoli will come out onto the streets and protest as they did in February, where they overran the center of the city, where they took control of cities very close to Tripoli, like Al-Zawiya, which lies only 30 miles away. So the more of these clues come out, the more encouraging it will be to rebels in all of Libya and to people in Tripoli watching.
Mohamed Mahdi of BBC Monitoring.